Good morning.
大家早安。
That's pretty loud, huh? Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, this is a long passage, but it will not feel long because the movement, the way that Mark wrote this particular story, flows pretty quickly.
这是很长的一段经文，但是我们并不觉得很长，因为马可把这个故事讲得很生动，非常连贯。
Today's message is about a man who lived in isolation.
我们知道说今天讲的是一个离群所居、独自居住的人。
We get the feeling he never learned to live with others.
我们觉得说他从来不知道怎么与人相处。
And being a pagan or a Gentile, he likely got involved with a pagan worship.
他很可能他是一个异教徒，他是一个外邦人啊，他可能是拜偶像的。
So when someone begins to lean into these kind of cultic practices, it's not long before he's deceived by spirits.
很有可能他是在一种邪教的崇拜里面，所以就受到了邪灵的影响。
And so this practice must have gone on for a while.
这一定是已经持续有一段时间了。
And the result was he was left a demonized man.
结果这个人就被鬼附了。
Now while this kind of message is very fitting for Halloween,
也许这个信息也许在很适合是在 Halloween 这个万圣节来讲。
Some people feel that it's one of the strangest accounts that we find in the gospel.
有些人觉得说这是我们在福音当中所读到最奇怪的一章。
Have you ever been in a cemetery when it was late at night?
你没有晚上很晚到墓地去过。
It's kind of weird, you know.
你会感觉到很奇怪。
Now, if you're a Christian, someone that claims to know or follow Christ, then you believe the Bible.
如果你是基督徒，如果你说我是跟随基督的，那你是相信圣经。
You believe in the supernatural.
我们知道说有超自然的世界。
You believe in the fact that there are dark powers in the world.
你们知道说在这世上有黑暗的权势。
And Paul said it very well in Ephesians chapter 6.
保罗在以弗所书第六章说得很好。
He's talked about principalities and powers and demonic rulers of this world.
他那里说到那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔。
We're going to learn more about these dark powers today.
今天我们要来认识这些黑暗的权势。
And we're going to keep an eye on not just Jesus, but how the disciples.Might be responding.
我们不仅要瞩目耶稣，也要看他的门徒是怎样的反应。
When they cross that lake of Galilee and see something they've never imagined before.
当他们越过这个加利利海，他们所见的是从来没有见过的。
They land in a little small town nearby, east side of the lake of Galilee.
他们过了到湖的另一边，就到了东边的一个小镇。
This is a Gentile area.
这是一个外邦人之地。
That means it's outside of the primary area that Jesus typically is ministering in.
这和耶稣环绕加利利主要传道的地方就有点区别。
And those areas are marked by little communities like Gerasa.
其中的一个就叫做格拉森。
Which is part of the whole network of little towns and villages called the Decapolis.
它是他们周围的一带称为底加波利。
Last time Mark showed us how Jesus could command the wind and the waves. They listen and obey his voice.
上次我们说到主耶稣吩咐风和海，那风和海都听从主的命令。
We saw there that Jesus is Lord over creation itself.
我们知道说主耶稣他乃是在所有的创造之上掌权。
And today we're going to see that Jesus is also Lord over every dark power.
今天我们也看见说主耶稣他胜过一切黑暗的权势。
And the high value that Jesus places on each and every person.
看见主耶稣对我们每一个人的价值。
And how Satan can do nothing when Jesus moves toward you to woo you to himself.
当我们看见说当主耶稣来到我们中间，撒旦不能做什么。
We see a man like this man who you would think it would be impossible for him to find his way to God, but God found his way to him.
我们看见说这样的一个人好像是没有可能的，他能够信主，但是神胜过那个仇敌。
And he becomes the first missionary to the Gentiles.
很有可能这个 被医治的，他成为第一个向外邦人传道的传道人。
Are you familiar with this story?
你熟悉这个故事吗？
Probably many of you have read it before.
你们很多人可能已经先读过了。
Let's just look at the first five verses.
我们先看前面五节。
They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes, and when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart, and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. I don't know if you want to. I don't know. I don't think it's necessary to maybe translate that.
我们刚才读过了哈，这是前面五节，所以
So we see that Jesus is met by a man demonized.
所以我们看见前面五节里看见耶稣遇见那个鬼附之人。
And commentators speculate maybe a two-hour crossing of the Lake of Galilee over to the east side.
所以解经家说很有可能是在加利利的另一边，是靠东边。
And here we see the eastern shore of the region of Gadara, or sometimes called Gerasene.
那片的区域有时候称为格拉森，加达拉。
This area is near the modern-day little town of Kursa.
今天那个地方可能是叫做科萨。
This is typically was occupied by the Romans, Gentile territory.
当时它是算是被罗马人所占领的，所以是外邦人之地。
So do you ever think, well, do these places really exist as you read through the New Testament?
你知道说当我们读新约的时候所说到的这些地名是真实存在的吗？
Yes, this is what it looks like.
Yeah. Some of us just visited Galilee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So we see a steep slope there, 40 yards from the shore.
这里你可以看见一个陡坡。大概是有40码的距离。
And then further inland, we even find tombs there that were used for the dwelling places of the people who were poor of that time.
如果继续往前，你就会看见说有一片的墓地是当时所居住人的墓地。
And so unexpected, Jesus brings his followers to this place.
就是我们不曾料想，耶稣会把门徒带到这样一个地方来。
To a place outside of the covenants where God meets and woos his people.
那里不是说耶稣经常来遇见人群的地方。
A place considered unclean to a good Jew.
对于一个好的犹太人来说，这片地方是不干净的。
Because it's a Gentile region.
因为是外邦之地。
And because this is a burial ground.
因为这里又有坟墓。
And Jesus has come here intentionally.
但耶稣他是特意到这地方来。
And doesn't seem to be too worried about becoming contaminated.
有两个词来说到好像不洁净。
Now we know if you've been a Christian for very long, you hear some strange things about different believers and their ideas about demons or unclean spirits.
你如果基督徒坐久了，你也许会听见说不同的人他们对想象说对这个巫鬼。有不同的说法。
And some believers, they get fixated upon these things about these dark powers.
所以有人觉得说他们是附着的这些黑暗的权势的能力。
And they see a demon behind every kind of problem in life.
有的时候他们把人生所有的问题都归结为某一种的巫鬼。
A demon of doubt, a demon of lust, of laziness, etc.
有这个疑惑的鬼，有懒鬼。
And so they blame demons for every malady that is known to man.
所以他们把人的一切问题都归结为某一种的鬼。
But you know, Satan need not work in so many areas of our life where we do very poorly just by ourselves.
其实撒旦在我们很多的生活中很多方面，他都不用帮忙，我们已经够糟糕了。
Right. And so we know, yes, that as a Christian, we're always going to be confronted with certain things like the world, the flesh, and of course the devil.
在基督，我们做基督徒有很多时候，我们没有磨成这个主的形象，反而是好像变成像世界仇敌的样子。
But the nature of our flesh is such that many times we don't need a lot of help to stumble.
所以因着我们的肉体，我们跌倒，其实并不需要别人来帮助，我们自己就会跌倒。
And if you go to different places around the world, demon possession is still something very tangible. You can see it, but not so much in the U.S.
在世界某些地方，今天你还是可以看见鬼附的事，但在美国就比较少。
Yeah, it exists. We see incidents of it, but usually what we encounter is demon oppression.
其实也不是不存在，其实还是有的，只是说不是常见的。
So I was surprised to learn that the actual phrase unclean spirit in verse 15 is used only 13 times in the Gospels.
所以我会有点吃惊，因为这个巫鬼这个词在圣经里面，新约圣经只有用了13次。
And it implies to be demonized.
这里特别是说到鬼附的事。
Where one is under the control or the influence of dark powers.
那是说被黑暗的权势所控制影响。
And that's just what we see with this man in this story.
就是我们要看见这章里所说的这个人。
He's no longer in control of his own faculties.
他已经不能再控制自己的心思情感。
And we see clearly that other spirits dwell within him and they possess him, inhabit him, control him.
我们看见有其他的邪灵住在他身上来控制他。
And if we keep reading through the Gospels, Jesus tells us that, well, the enemy, Satan, has come for this very purpose, to destroy.
我们后面会读到说仇敌他的目的就是要来毁坏。
He takes special delight, the dark powers, in distorting and destroying those that are created and called to bear God's image.
仇敌他最喜欢做的事就是要毁坏带有神形象的人。
So what are the symptoms that would help us to see if someone was demonized or not?
如果鬼附的话有哪些症状呢?
Well, from this account, and I'm no expert in all these matters, but I'm just looking at this account from the Gospel of Mark, we see the following symptoms.
我并不是这方面的专家，我们只是说从神的这一章的话语当中，我们总结出一些特征。
First, severe personality change.
首先我们就看见他的个性有极大的改变。
Yeah, the before and after description of this demoniac reveal, he was a totally different person under demonic influence.
在接受了这个被鬼附之前与之后这个人他完全变了。
The man's own identity, his individuality, you might say, were overshadowed by these dark forces.
他这个人的自我的身份，他的个性都完全的改变。
We also see spiritual insight manifest.
我们看见这个人他能看见灵界的事。
He said, when he saw Jesus from a distance, he shouted, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?
当他远远看见耶稣就跑过去拜他，大声呼喊说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？
Yeah, the demonic showed demon possession because he has this depth of insight. He immediately recognizes who Jesus is.
当这个人被鬼附，他能看见灵界的事，所以他知道耶稣是谁。
The Most High, Son of the Most High God.
至高神的儿子耶稣。
I mean, many of the followers of Jesus still haven't come to that knowledge yet, and yet this man knows it already.
有许多跟从耶稣的人都还没有那样的认识，但是这个被鬼附的人他知道。
So we see a source of spiritual insight that is beyond human capacities.
所以我们看见说他能够看见灵界的事，这是超越人的能力。
We also see superhuman strength.
我们看见他的力气很大。
And we see something similar happen in an account in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 19. It's an interesting episode if somebody wants to see it, but it's another indication.
我们在《使徒行传》十九章那里也会看到这样的描述。
It says he was so strong, no one was able to subdue this man.
没有人，他的力气太大了，没有人能够控制他。
It seemed that the demoniac was uncontrollable by any normal means of confinement.
没有正常的方法能够控制他。
No matter what they tried to do to bind him, he could break loose. No one could hold him.
不管他们是用铁链、脚镣还是什么捆住他，他都能挣脱。
Another symptom would be torment.
还有一个症状就是受折磨。
He would cry out. He was in agony, this man.
他会痛苦，他呼喊。
But the price of such a possession, when a demon or demons inhabit a body, is high.
我们知道说，他所受的折磨是极大的。
For those who are victims to these powers, agonize in torment.
那些受害的，他们在极大的痛苦之中。
I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, but I've encountered things like this when I lived in Asia.
我不知道你有没有见过，但是当我住在亚洲的时候，我有这些经历。
So it's real.
这是真实的。
Yeah. And finally, self-destruction.
最后一点就是说自毁。
He said he cut himself with stones.
他用石头来砍自己。
This is Mark 5:5.
是五章五节。
It's a final indication of being under the control of demons, harming yourself.
我们知道说这个鬼附之人他会伤害自己。
And we can see that this happened immediately when the demons entered the swine, the herd of pigs, and they harmed themselves, they ran off a cliff.
我们下面也看到，立刻看见证据，当这个鬼进入猪群，这些猪就自枪，他们就跳到水中，就淹死了。So
as was the custom in those days, first century, when you ran into a man like that, many times, of course, you would try to bind them.
在主所在的那个年代，当他们遇见鬼附之人，他们就是唯一想得到，就是把他捆起来。
Because you never know what he's going to do.
你不知道他会做出什么事来。
And to protect the local people there.
你要保护周围的人。
But once they learned that they could not even bind him and contain him, they banished him out of their towns to live in isolation among the dead.
当他们发现说他们没法禁锢这个人，所以他们所想到的办法就是放逐他，把他赶走。
And no good Jew would ever go into such a place, that kind of area.
如果你是一个好的犹太人，你绝不会到那种地方去。
They'd be afraid of being defiled.
因为在那里你好像就会受到亵渎。
Except Jesus. Jesus would go there.
但是唯有耶稣会去那地方。
We see him going right into those kind of places on mission with God.
在神的 差遣里面，在神的施工里面，耶稣就直接来到这样的地方。
Probably the disciples were petrified.
所以这些
petrified, just 怎么说 so scared.
所以那些人可能都会吓坏了。
Sorry, yeah. How do you say that?
吓坏了。
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, just torn. You know, they see this man out of control, screaming and yelling. I'm sure they were scared.
Yeah, 这个人所到之处，周围的人都会被吓坏。
He's deranged. He's mad.
他也是很疯狂。
This is the original meaning of the word madness, right? Yeah.
这个就是疯狂的意思。
The man is possessed.
被俘的。
Until he encounters Jesus.
直到他遇见了耶稣。
Now, note what happens next in Mark's account in verse 6.
我们看接下来第六节所发生的事。
It said, when he saw Jesus from a distance, the man ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me. For Jesus had said to him, Come out of this man, you evil spirit. Yeah. So under the power of these demons, this man runs to Jesus.
这个鬼附的人他就跑去来见耶稣。
And he falls on his knees.
他跪在他的脚下。
Begging Jesus not to torture him.
他恳求耶稣说不要让他受苦。
Now these are not simply the actions of a man that's inhabited by unclean spirits.
这个就是一个 被巫鬼所附的人所做的事。
But more importantly, these are demons that recognize who Jesus really is.
然而不仅是这样，那些鬼他就认出来说，耶稣是谁。
The one who has all power has come and approached him.
那位全能者他已经来到这里。
Who has power to command, to condemn, and to judge.
那有能力吩咐，有能力定罪。
And this one had spoken and said, Come out of the man.
今天是这一位来吩咐说，从这人身上出来。
And then it goes on in verses 9 to 10, then Jesus asked him, What is your name?
耶稣第九节说，你的名叫什么？
And he said, My name is Legion.
我的名叫做群。
Yeah, and he replied, We are many.
因为 我们多的缘故。
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area.
他就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。
Yeah. Now some commentators believe this Greek word for legion is legion, and it indicates a numbering of soldiers 2,000 plus.
有些解经家相信这个群这个字的希腊文，它所代表的是一个罗马军团。他的人数大概在2000多人。
And evidently there was one demon who asserted himself before the others, and he averted Jesus' question and gives Jesus their name plural. We are legion.
那鬼回答耶稣的时候，他是用了一个复数，他是说我们，而且不是一个两个，好像是一个军团。
So, interestingly enough, some commentators have pointed out that in first century Palestine, of course, this area was occupied by Roman troops.
他们分析说在那个时候，主的那个时代，那带是被罗马的军队所占领的。
Or by the Roman legions.
被罗马的军团所占领的。
And oftentimes a legion was several thousand soldiers, right?
在当时罗马的建制，他们一个军团大概6000多人。
So Mark he's a clever guy, and he may be playing with some things here with legion and legions. Yeah.
所以说很有趣，马可是这样的记载，也许这其中有某种的关联。
Yeah. Now note how these demons were terrified.
我们知道说这些鬼都很害怕。
Begging Jesus not to banish them.
就是要求耶稣不要把他们放逐离开那地方。
Yeah. Now, as we study the Bible, we learn that these dark powers are organized.
我们读圣经就知道说这些黑暗的权势他们是有组织的。
But within limits, they are still under God's authority.
当然他们都仍然在神的权下。
And oftentimes we see it also in the book of Daniel, they're restricted to certain areas.
我们在但以理书看见说他们受限制只能在某一个地方。
And they're temporarily given the approval or permitted, I should say, to dominate particular areas and regions.
他们会受许可在某一段时间暂时的占领某一处地方。
Until Jesus appears, that is.
直到那一日耶稣在那里显现。
Or until their judgment comes. Yeah.
或者说直到他们最后的审判到来。
Now note what happens next after Jesus permits them to leave.
我们知道说当主耶稣许可他们什么事情发生了。
A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside.
我们知道说那一大群的猪就从山崖上面闯下去投在
海里。The demons begged Jesus, send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them.
那些鬼求耶稣允许他们去抚着猪。
And he gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs.
耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来，进入猪里去。
And this herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned.
这群猪约有2000，投在海里淹死了。
That must have been something that you would never forget. That whole scene.
如果你眼睛看见那幅景象，你就永远不会忘记。
Nearby in this area, you see there was large pig farms.
那里周围有很大的养猪场。
And these pigs were reared, you might say, for the purpose of selling pork salted pork.
他们可能是养猪是为了卖那个咸猪肉。
Especially to the Roman soldiers.
很有可能是。就是像这些罗马的兵丁来卖这些肉。
Who typically occupied those areas as we've mentioned.
就是占领这一带地方的罗马军团。
Of course, Jewish people were not permitted by Jewish law to raise pigs in that manner.
因为犹太人是不许养猪或者吃猪肉的。
So seeing no other recourse, terrified at the prospect of being banished into the abyss, it says in Luke, the unclean spirits begged Jesus to enter this large herd of swine.
因为这些猪他们这些乌鬼他们害怕现在就到无底坑去，所以他们央求耶稣。
Wow. Yeah. And we see in the, also in a parallel account in the book of Luke, the demons kept begging Jesus not to send them into the bottomless pit.
平行的我们在路加福音看到平行的经文，就是鬼央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到 谷底跟去。
We also see in Matthew chapter 8, the demons say, Have you come to torture us before the appointed time?
在马太福音第八章那里也说，那个鬼说，时候还没有到，你就上这里来叫我们受苦吗？
And then we read on, Mark says, those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what happened.
回到马可那里说，放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。
So we want to take a moment and look at the response that the people of the nearby town had when they heard about these things.
现在我们要来看一下那些人他们的反应是怎样。
I said in verse 15, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。
Yeah. Did I skip a verse? I don't think so, did I? And those who had seen it told the people,What had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well.
看见这事的人便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人。
So this must have been something to see. Yeah,
这是一个非常特别的景象。
Luke also tells us in Luke chapter 8, a long time this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but lived among the tombs.
路加告诉我们说这个人许久都没有穿过衣服他住在坟营里面。
So here the destructive influence of unclean spirits are revealed and confirmed.
那里就为我们确认说那个巫鬼他毁坏人的力量。
For immediately upon entering the herd, the pigs are overwhelmed with terror and confusion, and they rush off a steep bank to their death.
因为那群鬼一旦进入猪群，猪就极其惊恐，所以就闯下山崖，投在海里。
So imagine this. I'm looking at verse 15 in particular. Imagine how it felt when all around they saw the carcasses of dead pigs floating there.In the water near the shore.
我特别回到四五节，我们想象一下，当那些周围的人他们看见这些浮在水上这些猪的尸体，他们是怎么反应
？It would be shocking.
他们会非常的震惊。
And imagine nearby this infamous demoniac who for years had roamed naked around the tomb, screaming in agony, now sitting with Jesus, dressed and in his right mind.
与此相对照的是，他们看见一个。从前被鬼附的住在坟营里不穿衣服的那个人那现在是穿着衣服坐在耶稣的旁边
We don't have categories for those kind of things in life You know, it's just like hard to imagine
我们在平常生活当中没有特定的词来形容它我们就是非常的罕见
And then on top of that we see verse 16 They hear the eyewitness accounts of the demoniac and possessed pigs
16节我们看见说这个人他自己做了见证
And so I want you to consider the response of the people
我希望我们一起来注意他们的回应
this, We got some photographs from back at that time and this is what they look like yeah.
我们用这个形式来表现
yeah. They said Jesus please go
他们央求耶稣说求耶稣离开他们的地方。
Mark tells us in verse 17, the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region.
他们是央求耶稣离开他们的境界。
The pig farmers, the townspeople were spooked and they were angry.
这些那个乡里的人他们是极其的惊恐他们也很愤怒。
It seems the inhabitants of this region were spooked for they'd never encountered anyone like Jesus before.
他们非常的惊恐，因为他们从来没有遇见像耶稣这样的人。
With such power, a man that could have this kind of power over the dark powers.
他们没有遇见过这样有能力的，完全胜过黑暗的权势。
And maybe Mark wants us to correlate this with Jesus' power over the wind and the waves, and how the disciples just in the previous episode reacted.
马可把这样两个记载放在一起，也是让我们对比，看见说主。不仅他有权柄胜过风与海，他也有权柄胜过黑暗的权势。
And so you're standing there and you're looking at this man and you're thinking, what? You know, when you look at Jesus, you're just thinking, you're looking at the demoniac, the man that was once possessed, and you're looking at Jesus who effortlessly just commands the dark powers, leave, go, and they go.
一边就看见这个鬼附的人现在坐在那里, 一边你看见耶稣, 你想象从他口中所出的话, 就把鬼赶出来。
So did they celebrate Jesus?
他们是在那里欢呼, 欢迎耶稣吗?
No. They could think of only one thing. Many of them was just like, wait a second, the destruction of all these pigs. And they're like a lot of people today, even people who claim to be Christians, they're focused solely on, wow, economic loss. Right?
就像我们今天也许有一些人名义上他们自称为基督徒，但是他们心里所想的第一就是经济上的损失。
We don't care what happened to this man. Look at all the swine here in the water.
这个人怎么样？我不在意。但是看看我们的猪。
They're angry.
他们很愤怒。
And they're scared of Jesus.
他们吓坏了。And
so they say, please, please, please go.
所以他们就是央求耶稣说，请他离开。
Now some Christians think if Jesus would just do a miracle that people will accept him or believe him, but it doesn't always play out that way.
有时候我们会想象说，只要有神迹出现，那么周围的人就都会相信，但其实并非如此。We
see we're reminded of these things as we read carefully through the Gospels.
当我们来小心地读福音的时候，就提醒我们，这并不是事实。But
Jesus valued this one man.
但是耶稣他看重这一个人。The
value of a soul.
这个灵魂极其有价值。
Do I value people that are messed up and who have ruined their life and who most of us are afraid to go near? Do I value the value of that person, that man or that woman?
当我们看见一个人，他好像是独自居住的，好像与众人隔离的，他受到很多伤害的，我们是不是看他为宝贵呢？
This man was changed, truly transformed.
这个人完全的改变了。
And Mark ends the story in verses 18 to 20 with the following.
最后马可在18节20节到20节。
As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him.
耶稣上船的时候，从前被鬼附的人就恳求与耶稣同在。
But Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you.
耶稣不许。 却对他说：“你回家去，到你亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”So
the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。Yeah,
this man was grateful, and so he begs Jesus, please let me follow you, let me join your group.
这个人非常感恩，他恳求耶稣说他要跟从耶稣。And
he's been forever impacted by the love and the word of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus.
神的爱，神的怜悯，在他身上的影响是永恒的。But
Jesus does not assent to his request.
但是耶稣却没有准许他的请求。Why
is that?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus had a better plan for the man's life.
因为耶稣在他身上有一个更美好的计划。
He commissions this man to go to the Gentiles and tell them about what wonderful, amazing things God has done for him.
他吩咐这个人去做一件事，就是到外邦人当中传扬说耶稣所做的，在他身上所做的是何等大的事。
How the mercy of God has restored him and saved him.
神的慈悲怜悯恢复这个人，拯救他。
Some believe this was the very first missionary to the Gentiles.
所以有人相信说，这个人，这个得救的人，他可能是第一个向外邦人传道的人。And
this man was away from his home, his community for years, Luke tells us.
他数年之久，他是离群所居，就自己独自一个人住着。But
now he goes back as a different man.
但他回到人群当中，他是一个不同的人。A
new man.
他是一个新人。A
man restored by Jesus.
是一个主所恢复的人。
From a madman to a missionary.
从一个疯人变成了一个传道人。
And all who are restored through Jesus have such a testimony.
所有被主所恢复的，他们也都能如此见证。
All of us who have been touched by Jesus, by His Word, have a testimony, a story about what the Lord has done for you.
所有被耶稣所感动，被他的话所感动的，都能见证说，耶稣在我们身上所行的是何等大的事。
And how the Lord has had mercy on you.
主在我们身上是有何等的怜悯。
And if we'll listen to Jesus as He commissions us to go, and we begin to share that, listening and obeying Jesus' voice, others will be touched and amazed.
当我们顺服主，我们听从他的话去见证，其他的人也将会被这个话所感动。
As you and I share with them what amazing things God has done for us.
让我们分享说，神为我们所做的事是何等大。
So what is your response today to this message?
我们对今天对这个信息是怎样的回应？
It's never okay whether you're in a Bible study or a prayer meeting or a Sunday worship service simply to hear and then ignore it. It's never okay.
如果我们只是听过就走开，这是不好的。
For some of us, the deliverance of this demoniac may seem kind of weird. Yes, a little bizarre.
对于我们有些人来说，看见这个人仍然觉得很怪。
But in reality, this man is a reminder of the dilemma every man, every woman, every child faces who is separated from God.
其实在这个人身上所表现出来的就是一种的挣扎，其实是每一个大人、孩子、男人、女人，每一个在他们身上都会经历到当与神隔开的时候会经历到的一种挣扎。
And largely living isolated lives.
是一个隔绝的生活。
Not yet come to a saving allegiance to the word, to the work, and to the life of Jesus the Christ.
然后来到了这个神的面前，我们就得到一个完全的拯救，然后有一个联合。
It reminds me of what Paul said.
这就使我想到保罗所说的。
He said, "You too were dead in your trespasses."
说的我们在死在过犯罪恶之中。
以弗所书的第一章。
以弗所书的。
You were dead in your trespasses.
死在过犯罪恶之中。
Dead in your sins in which you formerly walked.
这是我们从前所做的。
According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
随从这个世界所做的。
Yeah, that's a good verse to look at because it really complements nicely.
I think it's probably chapter 2.
Yes, verses 1 and 2. D-E-D-R-J.
以弗所书第二章。
Yeah.
第一节到第二节。
And so as the demoniac was, so once were we. Yeah. Did you find it okay? Okay.
Do you want to read the 第二章第一节第二节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。这是现今在那悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Right, thank you, brother. Yeah, how Satan blinds so many of us.
撒旦怎样就使我们当中这么多人瞎眼呢？
Now it's true that before we come to Christ, we're not like necessarily this demoniac. Of course not.
当然，我们很多人信主之前，我们并不是说就像这个鬼附的人完全一样。
But I remember those years when I was still under the power of the dark forces.
但我还记得说，许多年前我还在黑暗的权势以下。
Still under Satan's overall control.
好像这个生活还是被撒旦所来控制的。
And doing his will until I encountered Jesus.
所行的是那恶者的旨意，直到我遇见了耶稣。
John says it this way in chapter 5 of his epistle. He says the whole world lies under the power of the evil one.
约翰一书那里第五章告诉我们说，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
I think we should never forget what life was like before we encountered Jesus.
我觉得说，我们不能忘记我们遇见耶稣之前，我们的生命是怎样的。
Slaves to sin.
我们是罪的奴仆。
No freedom.
我们没有自由。
No life worth living, really.
我们的生命真的是不值得活。
I remember those days were very dark.
我记得那样的日子真的是非常的黑暗。
And that's the dark powers. That's the plan of the dark powers to destroy.
那个黑暗势力，他的目的，他的计划就是要毁坏。
The thief comes only to steal, to kill, to destroy.
那盗贼来，为了偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Our theme this year is Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这是我们今年的主题。耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Yeah, 丰丰富富的 abundant life, right?
Yeah.
That's his plan. Yeah. Jesus comes to the worst of us.
耶稣所来遇见的时候，他看见我们里面那个最坏的。
The most pitiable.
是我们里面最可悲的。
The most stigmatized.
所以我们的最痛苦的那一面。
And he stops.
他愿意停下来。
He has time.
他有时间。
He ministers to people like this in tragic situations.
他愿意在人这样的悲惨里面来遇见人。
And that same spirit lives in me and in you if you follow Jesus.
今天这样的灵他就在你在我们当中。
And if we permit it, that same spirit that lives within us will move us in ways into places we would never imagine going.
今天如果我们有愿意的心，这样的圣灵就住在我们的当中，也要带领我们去他所要我们去的地方。
This is what Jesus always does with people who are broken by sin.
耶稣向着这些被罪所压伤的人，
people who are in need.
对那些需要的人，耶稣总是如此行。
Especially people who are ready and begging for God's mercy.
特别是对那些呼求神恩典的人，耶稣总是这样行。
God is still working in such a manner.
神今天仍然如此的行事。
He changes us from being violent, naked, and untamed to being people who are altogether restored.
他把我们好像是那个赤身的。是那个疯狂的受伤害的人变成一个得痊愈的人。
And he clothes us.
他叫我们穿上衣服。
And he restores us to a right mind.
他叫我们的心思能够恢复正常。
And kind of changes our whole approach to life where we're now ready, like Mary, to sit at the feet of Jesus.
叫我们生命的那种的光景就像玛利亚一样可以在主的脚前。
So we're left with the decision, will we be like this man or will we be more like the townspeople that are thinking, well, there's a lot of money we lost here. Well, how will you respond to God in your life?
所以在我们心中有一个决定，我们是像这一个得医治的人，还是我们要像那些养猪的人，心里所想的就是，我损失了很多钱。
Every day I have to make a decision what's more important to me.
我每天都要有选择要做，对于我来说什么更重要？
God's work as he restores people or how much money I'm making.
是神要治愈人的工作更重要，还是说我赚多少钱更重要？
Will I take time to celebrate when I see Jesus restoring people around me?
当我们看见耶稣医治人的时候，我们就欢呼喜悦。
Yeah, I want to live in that manner.Yeah.
我想要过那样的生活。
If you follow Jesus, he will lead you into ways and areas that will overwhelm you.
如果我们跟从耶稣的话，有时候他会带我们到一些地方，好像是令我们觉得说很难忍受的。
And you might think to yourself, this is crazy, what am I doing?
有时候你就觉得说这个太疯狂了，我到底在这干嘛？
But there's no better way to live.Yeah.
但是没有一种生活比这更好了。
If you simply follow Jesus and allow that same spirit that lives now within you and I to lead us even to the people who are most troubled and broken around us.
如果我们单纯的跟随耶稣，让住在我们的同样这一位灵来带领我们去到需要医治的人当中。
It will definitely be beyond our comfort zone many times.
这绝对是超过我们的舒适区。
Jesus is Lord over all.
耶稣是一切的主。
Jesus is Lord over every dark power.
耶稣是胜过一切黑暗权势的主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
我们在天上的父神，我们谢谢你啊。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢给我们就是另外一个机会，就是听你的话语。
Thank you to give us such an opportunity to listen your words.
现在我们需要你的帮忙啊。
We need your help, Lord.
求主就是把你的恩典赐给我们，再赐给我们啊。
You give us your mercy and grace to every one of us.
让我们慢慢的、渐渐的被改变。
That we can gradually be changed.
能够行出来神所赐给我们的能力。
So we can live out the power that you give us.
给我们一个勇敢的心。
Give us a brave heart.
一个信赖神的心。
A heart to trust God.
然后就是能够透过你所赐给我们的恩典，能够慢慢的学到怎么行出来神所赐给我们的。
By your grace that we can gradually learn how to live out what you give us.
主啊，我们这样子祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Well, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.